staff shortages and lack of resources, a legacy of cuts, and privatization. Mental health worker in the Southeast. There were 100,000 vacancies in the NHS before the pandemic. Now there is even more demand on services. And currently 40,000 staff, including me, are off sick with COVID-19. Staff have left the NHS, because it is often not a pleasant place to work. Patient care is viewed by management as a production line. People who enter their profession with hopes for the level of care they will be able to provide, have those hopes destroyed. High workload and low pay are big issues, and workers report widespread bullying and harassment from a hierarchical management. This is a consequence of austerity over many years from both Tory and Labour governments. People are driven towards working in the private sector, or to agency work, where they are likely to find better pay, and more flexibility, and control over their working hours. These are staff that will have previously been trained by the NHS. Understaffing is a big issue in the area of the Southeast that I work. Recruitment is hampered by potential staff being lured to work in, or closer to London, where they can receive a higher London-weighted pay. Meanwhile, the cost of living remains unaffordable for low-paid health workers in places like Surrey, Buckinghamshire, and Berkshire. We need to fight for a pay rise for all NHS staff of 15%. The union leadership should be campaigning on this now, and calling a consultative ballot. We have seen a failure of the NHS union's leadership to challenge the NHS management and government advisors. With the emergence of the new strain of the virus, the issue of adequate PPE has emerged again. Staff working in intensive care units are being provided with FFP3 masks, which offer a better and closer fit. However, staff working in other COVID-19 wards, or in other areas of the health service, often wear just surgical masks. To address staffing shortages during the pandemic, we need to make training easier to access for staff. There are many workers in the health service with the skills and capabilities to be trained to assist with the pandemic. But we have to make sure that training is free and that training bursaries are reintroduced. In NHS trusts with a strong union, we are effective in winning improvements. Apprentices in our trust get the going rate for the job. This should be the case across the whole health service. We have fought to ensure that all agency staff employed in our trust get full pay when off sick or are forced to isolate. We need a fighting union leadership nationally to assist in fighting for better safety, pay, terms and conditions for all NHS workers, as well as demanding a fully funded, publicly owned NHS. The Socialist Party demands an emergency increase in funding for the NHS and social care, full PPE for all staff, for production and distribution, to be taken into public ownership under democratic workers' control. Unions must mobilize for a 15% pay rise for NHS staff, for the scrapping of training fees, and for free emergency training for staff to respond to the pandemic. Reintroduce training bursaries for the NHS to take over private healthcare facilities to be run in the interests of all. Nationalize the big pharmaceutical companies, including the testing labs and vaccine production and distribution, for a socialist plan of production and workers' control and management of the pandemic response.